Garrison Keillor speaks to us from the heartland of America. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Radio buffs who have the tenacity to seek him out will find Garrison Keillor broadcasting for 2 hours every Saturday night from St. Paul, Minnesota on National Public Radio. The show is called A Prairie Home Companion. Keillor is an oddity. His broadcast of monologues and music captures the spirit of small-town America.
Somebody here from Burt, Iowa, population 622. Not sensational or distinguished, just a good hometown. We still have soup suppers and lemonade when we bale hay. On the other hand, somebody here from Manchester, Iowa, who says it's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there.
Garrison Keillor's one and only book is a collection of stories and essays called Happy to Be Here. Keillor admits his world is a small one.
I live in a state where I've lived all my life. I live close by the place where I was born and where I grew up, went to school, so that every time I turn a corner, it seems, take a bend in the road, I see something that reminds me of things that happened a long time ago. I keep meeting up with my own history and the history of my family. And I'm continually running into people whom I haven't seen for 20 years.
Keillor says the folks in Minnesota are intimidated by places like New York.
People who come to New York from the Midwest are afraid of being considered unsophisticated. They're afraid of being thought to be from the Midwest.
Garrison Keillor himself is more at home in St. Paul, doing commercials for A Prairie Home Companion.
This portion of our show brought to you by Powder Milk Biscuits. Made from the good whole wheat that gives shy persons the strength to get up and do what needs to be done.
Has your family tried a powder mill? Has your family tried a powder mill?
Garrison Keillor's low-key humor is heard on National Public Radio and can be found in the pages of his book, Happy to Be Here, now in paperback.
And that's the news, what I can think of, in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, where all the women are strong and all the men are good-looking. And all the children are above average. Everyone.
I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Garrison Keillor seems to be most at home on the flatlands of the prairie. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.
Algona, Altoona, Amana, and Ames. Iowa calls itself wonderful names. To Mount Air and Mount Pleasant, I take off my hat. It's hard to be high in a state that is flat.
That's Garrison Keillor singing on his National Public Radio broadcast, Prairie Home Companion, which is heard every Saturday night from St. Paul, Minnesota. His humor is also reflected in a collection of stories and essays called Happy to Be Here.
Good heavens, down at the Chatterbox Cafe here this last Tuesday it was. A couple of the old boys fell asleep over breakfast. They just tipped over, went face first into the waffles. Dorothy heard a kind of a snarkling noise. Snoring in the syrup. Well,
Garrison Keillor is somewhat critical of his fellow Midwesterners. He says they suffer from a certain lack of curiosity, coupled with a feeling of smugness and complacency. But he says his neighbors are great readers.
Books are sacred objects. I don't know that the tastes are so different from elsewhere in the country. But I would suspect we may be more serious readers out there, serious in the sense that people would much prefer history and nonfiction in general to the sort of light, frothy entertainment that I write, for example.
And, says Keillor, the people he knows are deeply religious.
Certainly the part of Minnesota that I come from always has been, and I assume always will be. What else is there to order and to inspire a person's life?
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do.
Traditional music, books, religion, the old values of Middle America, all part of Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion and his book of stories called Happy to Be Here. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet.